Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
This is WEEMD.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 50 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 61 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 69 degrees.
WD0BC up in Houston. This is WD0BCF in Houston.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees.
You have connected to a Sixlink node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net. You have connected to a Sixlink node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Unknown station. I caught no audio on your last transmission. Gee, wait a second, and then tell me what you need me to know.
WB9CST, somebody was coming to the digital, but I didn't hear you. Can you repeat?
This is KC5FM. Now, over.
Yeah, well, there we go. Now I can hear you now. It was a little broken at first, but, hey, how are you doing today?
Yes, it's a beautiful day in Kansas. The rear clear we have, the lower.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I'm just getting ready for my net here in a few minutes, so I guess everything's just connecting up right now, and some things are spouting off, but I've got you connected, so hopefully you can hear me all right.
I'm hearing you loud and clear. Absolutely. And we'll stand by for your net. This is KC5FM, over.
Roger that, WB9CST.
Time out.
WB9CST.
Whiskey Brother 9 Station calling San Francisco Golf 1 Zulu Golf Zulu. Returning.
Yeah, Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa. Good afternoon. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. Over.
Yeah, evening to you. About 8 o'clock local time. My name is also Richard. And I'm about 10 miles or 16 kilometres outside the city of Nottingham. Like I've heard of it, there's been plenty of films made and TV series made out of Robin Hood and his legends. So anyway, It's in the Midlands region of England, put it another way, broadly speaking. Anyway, I've heard of Paris and Texas, yeah. Strange that they didn't call it New Paris. I mean, York's called New York over there. Original York is over here. Puzzling the way these things work out, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. There's lots of Parises over here. I think there's like 5 in a couple different states. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like London, Kentucky. There's a London, Kentucky. And a London, Ontario. So, I don't know. I guess we just stole the names from you and called them our own. What do you think?
Yeah, oh, something like that there, Richard. In that particular world, I mean, Birmingham in Alabama is obviously takes the name after Birmingham, UK, which is about 35 miles down the road here. Why they didn't call it New Birmingham, once again, it's a bit of a puzzle over.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I'm getting ready for my net here in a few minutes. I'm not sure if you're aware of it being here, but I do run it every Saturday at 2 p.m., so I think that would be about 7 or 8 p.m. your time in the evening.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did say local time is coming up to 8 p.m., so yeah, 2 minutes to 8, UTC plus 1. Because we're in daylight savings, of course. Apparently, you don't have daylight savings down there in Texas anymore. It's been abandoned. Well, I think you needed it to start with, really. Because you're on the same latitude as Africa, and Africa don't have it. Don't get any daylight savings in the summer. So, yeah, quite likely to be scrapped, certainly, in the southern states. So, anyway, what do you think of that, Ella?
Yeah, I don't like having it. I think it's kind of a waste of time. Because then you have to set the clock forward and move it back, and then set it forward and move it back again, you know?
But you're too far south to let it make any difference. I mean, over here, if we didn't have daylight savings, moving the clocks forward and back, in other words, if we stuck on, say, European time, ignoring no daylight savings, which would be 1 hour ahead, or Western Europe anyway, then at 9 o'clock...
Good afternoon. 1500
hours. Oh, that's
hours.
Weird. He just disappeared.
Hartley.
Anyway, hopefully everyone can hear me all right. I'm trying All-Star today to see how well this works out. And this is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, Richard, in Paris, Texas, starting the Everything Net. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time on various nodes and connections. So with that, I think I'll make today's question, since it's pretty well into summer. Thunderstorm. Do you like them or do you hate them? And if you like or dislike either, why? So with that, I'll start taking check-ins. Anybody anywhere, come now, WB9CST. I did not get any of that. It was nothing but noise on my end. I did hook up the UHF repeater, so if you want to try the UHF side, go for that. But other than that, I did not get anything legible out of that.
Yeah, this is KOL.
Alright, I got it that time. I think Kilo Alpha 8 Whiskey India India. I'm pretty sure that's you. Yeah. So, do you like thunderstorms? or do you dislike them is today's question. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, WII here. I stepped away to put on my amplifier. Hopefully that's a little bit better. Yeah, I like thunderstorms. I like the thunder and the lightning, and I don't like the winds that sometimes come along with them, but I like it because I'm visually impaired, and sometimes if I'm looking in just the right spot or I'm near a lake, I can see the flash of lightning, which I find intriguing. Go ahead.
Wow, you sound a thousand times better now on the amplifier. I can hear you now. So, yeah, I like thunder and lightning, too, as long as it's not striking me or damaging anything near me. It's pretty nice. How much power is the amplifier putting out, by the way? It sounds great.
The amplifier is putting out 30 watts, and but before that I was probably on medium power, which I'm guessing on HD high power is 5, so I guess I was on probably putting out 2 to 3 watts when you were having a hard time copying me, so the amplifier kicked it up a bit and made a difference.
Yeah, it definitely did. I can hear you now. So thanks for checking in, and good to hear you as always. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WD9CFP.
This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf Orenza from Anchorage, Alaska, supporting the EveryNet, the Everyday Net, Everything Net. Go back.
KK4RYG, good afternoon. How's things down there? And today's question is, do you like thunderstorms?
This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf Lorenza. The time here is 11:05 a.m., which is 3:05 p.m. Eastern, 2:05 p.m. Central. I could tell you from the past, since I grew up in Alabama, I like thunderstorms, the wind, the lightning, pretty much everything in that category, I like it. Here in Alaska, we don't have too many of them, but when we do, it's a rare occasion. It's usually for maybe 8 to 10 days of it, if we have it, in South Central Alaska. But for the most part, yeah, I like thunderstorms. We don't have hurricanes, but we do have, at times, gusts of wind that could reach high levels similar to that of a tropical depression. Back to you, Net Control. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf.
Yeah, Renzo, roger that. Yeah, I kind of figured Alaska didn't get too many thunderstorms, but I bet they look pretty cool when they do. And on Monday, I'll get a QSL card out to you, as you remember from last week's conversation. I try and send them in bulk. That way I don't have to keep running out and mailing a single card at a time. So I haven't forgotten about you. I'll try and get that out on Monday. Thanks for checking in, Arinza. Glad you keep coming back. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFC.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Juliet Hotel, off here checking into the Everything Net, KF0JHO.
Here is Delta Papa Kilo. This is Don from London, Ohio.
NATWU, Larry from Galloway, Ohio.
3CGT, Sean in Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
All right, I've got, and I know I missed somebody, KF0JHO Ken. W8DPK Don, And I missed the last two calls. Can you give me those again? Over.
WA3DST, WA3Delta Sierra Papa.
November 3, Charlie Golf Tango.
Okay, I think I got everyone except for the NACW. Oh, I hope I got that one right. Let's see, WA3DPS, N3GST, I know I botched that one, and N8CWO, I'm pretty sure I messed that one up too. So let's go up to Don, and we'll work down from there. Hi Don, how are things up in Ohio? And do you like or hate thunderstorms is today's question. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Richard, and everyone else on the net. Having a beautiful weekend up here in Ohio. Absolutely. This is perfect, perfect weather. Low humidity, blue skies. We love it. Do I hate or love thunderstorms? How about if I say both? When I'm at home and lightning is around my antennas, I don't like them at all. I get nervous. I had a major hit substantial years ago that was pretty destructive. But when I'm not home, if I'm traveling, if I'm somewhere else, I love thunderstorms. I like seeing the lightning and the thunder and all that. But, boy, when they get nearby, all the antennas get disconnected, and I keep my fingers crossed. So there you go. Okay, Richard, I'm going to be a short timer today. I'm going to be, won't be around for the 7-3 round. So I'll just say 7-3 now, and thanks for doing the net. This is W8DPK.
Roger that, Don. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you, and I've got your short time. And I accidentally skipped Ken. KF0JHO, how are you today? Do you like or hate thunderstorms? All right, I guess I'll try and come back to Ken. WA3DSP, I got it right that time, I'm pretty sure. I had to double-check my writing. How are you? How are things in Pennsylvania? And do you like or hate thunderstorms? Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, WA3DSP. Beautiful day here in Richboro, Pennsylvania, about 20 miles north of Philadelphia. Not a cloud in the sky, and probably in the mid-70s. A little bit breezy, which is nice at this temperature, and very enjoyable. And I would have to say I kind of like thunderstorms, to be honest with you. I've never had any problems with any of my equipment or antennas over the years, and I've been a ham since 1965. But, knock wood, it doesn't happen. But if you have everything grounded properly and disconnected and you have a well-grounded tower that's pretty high, which I do have, it kind of eliminates most of the problems that you might have. Last year we had very few thunderstorms in the Philadelphia area for some reason. This year we've had a few. Even in the winter we've had some thunder. But it still remains to see what it's going to be like this summer. So that's about it from here. Back to Net Control, WA3DSP.
Yeah, Roger that, Doug. Yeah, I guess it really just depends on the area and, how much weather you normally get for the time of year. It's always changing. I've noticed that. But thanks for checking in and good to hear you. Let's see. N3GST. I probably botched that, but if I got close, go ahead. How are you? How was your day? And do you like or hate thunderstorms? Go ahead.
Same as me. November 3, Charlie Golf Tango. Sean over in Bluebell, not too far from Dugan. I love thunderstorms. Just unplug coax, throw it out on the lawn, and watch the lightning. That's things here. So thanks for taking the big chair there, Richard. And this was the first time I've checked in to the net here. Quite enjoyable. So back to you, 73 to all and 3CGT.
Yeah, roger that, Sean. Thanks for stopping in and glad to have you. And hope to hear you again next weekend. This one I'm pretty sure I got right, but just to make sure. N8CWO, how are you today? And do you like or hate thunderstorms? Go ahead.
Okay, Richard, this is N8 Charlie Whiskey Uniform, CWU. It almost got it right. Well, I don't personally like them. I don't see anything good coming out of a thunderstorm and just the possibility of some of my aluminum getting blasted. I've had a lightning strike before, and it was really grounded well. I don't know. It's just one of them things. So, yeah, disconnect everything and pray I don't get hit. I mean, they are pretty, but that's about it. And CWU.
Yep, that's pretty much all you can do for them. Thanks for stopping in and glad to have you. And hopefully I get to hear you guys check in again. So with that, I think I'm at the bottom of my list, looking for some more check-ins, WB9CFP.
Net Control, this is Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Kilo Charlie 7, Yankee Fox Echo. Hey, Richard made it this time.
November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor.
Alright, you guys got two that time. KC7 YFE Dale and November 4 Zulu Charlie Victor. So let's go to Dale and then I'll work from there. Hi Dale, glad you made it. Glad to hear you. And how are things in Roseburg weather wise? And today's question is, do you like or hate thunderstorms? Go ahead.
WB9GSP, KC7YFE, thanks for taking the net there, Richard, and keep up, and just, you know, we got some nice day, a nice day here. It's not raining or thundering and lightning, but I don't think we get very many thunderstorms around here. If they do, they kind of skirt around us, but even if I hear thunder at a distance, I'm on the alert and disconnecting antennas or whatever else I can find to disconnect from in the shack, especially because I don't want to have no pop circuits. Because I'll tell you a story. One time when I was growing up, my dad was running CB, and there was a major thunderstorm going on, and happened to hit that antenna and popped the circuit. I think it popped out the transformer on the radio, and it was a Cobra Cam. I forget what the number was, but I know it was a Cobra Cam 83, I think it was. But had to run it off of a power supply because the transformer got blown out by a lightning strike on the antenna and around the house where I was living, or where we were living at the time. This is when I was a kid, so there you have it. That's pretty much it right there. I just wanted to share my little bit of experiences being around radios and stuff and the thunder and lightning and making sure I don't, end up blowing my stuff up from a lightning strike. Okay, WB9CSP, Net Control, and Everything Net Friends. It's KC7YFE with Third Party Red Hen right here handing the mic back to you, and she says howdy.
Well, hello to you too, and I hope you guys are both having a fantastic day. And you're always welcome back here, Dale. I'm glad you stopped in, and I know you're a scavenger, so I know you probably won't be around for the 7-3 round, but I still got you on the list. So say hello to the guys at the coffee shop for me if I can't make it today. So thanks for checking in, and good to hear you. Let's see. Ralph, in for Zulu Charlie Victor. Go ahead. How are you today? And do you like or hate thunderstorms? Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Richard. Everyone else is on the net. Yeah, unlike everybody else, it seems, is having nice weather. It's been raining here in North Georgia. Supposed to rain all day today, rain all day tomorrow. So for Mother's Day weekend, it's going to be a little soggy. Oh, well. Hopefully all this rain will happen and be gone for next weekend for Hamvention. Everybody's keeping their fingers crossed. I had a friend once who said you can't hate inanimate objects. And every time I say I hate something, I think of my friend Tom. But anyway, I don't know that there's any useful purpose of thunderstorms. They start fires and blow stuff up and all that nonsense. So I'd have to say I really don't care for thunderstorms. Of course, we need rain. I always like rain. But thunderstorms, not so much. I remember I had a quarter-wave ground plane on antenna in when I lived in Bolingbrook, Illinois. And it took a lightning strike. And the radiating element, the vertical radiating element, was gone. Never found it. It was disintegrated. Never found it in the yard. Never. I have no idea what happened to it. And there is actually where the radiating element would sit down into the quarter wave ground plane. There was a hole. It got melted. You know, everything was gone. So things happen. When I moved to Georgia here, I was the last transformer on the line, and every time there was a thunderstorm and the lightning would hit the power lines, it would travel all the way down the power line and come to my house. Fortunately, there was an additional part of the subdivision built, and they ran the power lines through and tied it all together or looped it. Now, when the lightning hits the lines, it goes someplace else. So I haven't had too much damage here. I had a tree that got hit, and it wiped out stuff in the house, I think, from just the pulse. I don't know, whatever. But at any rate, yeah, not one of my favorite things. Back to net control, WB9CSP and 4ZCV.
Yeah, lightning can never be fun, especially when it destroys stuff. But it is fun to listen to on an AM radio when it's miles and miles away. I do like that part about it. You always know it's coming because you could hear it before it gets there. So it's a pretty good indication. Well, that's what I usually do. I have a few AM, FM radios here, and I'll just tune it to middle of nowhere and leave it sit there when I know there's a thunderstorm coming. And the louder the pops and crackles get, the closer it gets. So that's a pretty good way to tell if something's in your area. But thanks for checking in, Ralph. And with that, I'm at the bottom of the list again. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, and the Everything Net, looking for additional check-ins.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa. And good afternoon. Whoops, never mind, I'll have to check in a bit. Somebody, as soon as I got ready to check into this net, somebody, rung the doorbell. So if you will, just put me down as KC5ALH, that's Kilo Charlie 5, Alpha Lima Hotel, Paul, Big Spring, Texas. And I just got to do an in and out because I got to go answer the door and I'll come back if there's a chance. Sorry about that. I wish I was a psychic. KC5ALH.
All right, so far I've got Daniel, K6CT, and KC5ALH Paul as a temporary IO. Anybody else wishing to check in? If not, I'll run with the list I have. Well, I guess not, so. Daniel, how are you today, K63T? And yeah, sorry you got to keep hopping around. I'm glad you found an all-star to connect to, so glad to hear you. And how are things in California? And today's question is, do you like or hate thunderstorms? And I guess for you I could also toss in, are earthquakes fun or do they cause lots of destruction in your opinion?
Well, I don't know whether I would say earthquakes are fun or not. They're just kind of there. The one in 1989 caused a lot of damage. Other than that, I really don't remember any of them actually causing a whole heck of a lot of damage. As far as thunderstorms go, we don't really get a whole lot of thunderstorms here. Maybe we get thunderstorms here maybe once every 5 or 10 years. They all seem to go around us. But when they do get close, I unhook everything just in case something, you know, and just in case there's a strike in the area. I've never really had any problem with lightning hitting any of my equipment. I do want to add, though, that the gentleman that was talking about the Cobra Cam was probably talking about the Cobra Cam 89. I've still got one of those in my closet. I got it in the early 80s. It's a 23-channel radio. Works pretty good, but yeah, probably the Cobra Cam 89. And that's about all I've got from here. K6CP.
Yankee Fox Echo comment, please.
Yeah, go ahead with your comment, Dale. KC7YFE.
That last station, I didn't get your call, but yeah, it was a Cobra Cam 89. I don't know why I was thinking 83, but it was a Cobra Cam 89 that got the transformer popped out of it and had to be ran off of a power supply. It may have been a base station, too, for all I know. I'm pretty sure it was a little 23 channel that we had out there and my dad had out there in Ohio. I didn't mean to interrupt the net like I did, but I just had to come in and thank the gentleman for the correction on the model number of that particular radio. WB9 CSP net controls, KC7YFE, back to the net.
Yeah, Roger that, Dale. Thanks for checking in and making some more commentary. Yeah, I used to have a, if you guys remember the model number of this radio, a Robinson T123B. I want to find it again. 23-channel hybrid radio, crystal-controlled channels, but vacuum tube output. I want to find one of those again. Man, would I love to have that radio. It'd be pretty nice. I got it at a ham fest several years ago, but I could never get the thing to power up. What was the model of that thing? It was a JCPenney 23-channel sideband and AM radio. But I could never find anyone to talk to on sideband, so I usually just left those off and used my Toba 29 LTE Classic. Man, those things are built like tanks. But anyway, I'll skip Paul for now, since he's doing doorbell things. And see if anyone else would like to check in. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
November 3, Romeo, Juliet Victor. Mike over here in New Jersey.
This is Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. My name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf, located in Waterford, Michigan. Back to net.
Yeah, I had to make sure I got everything right there. I've got N3RJZ, so I botched that call from earlier, but I got it fixed. And Craig, W8VIJ. So, Michael, good afternoon. How are things in Philly? And do you like or hate thunderstorms is today's question. Go ahead.
Thunderstorms don't bother me too much. We had a little bit of rain over here. I've actually been on the shore this weekend at the shore in Wildwood, not far from Cape May, New Jersey. Had a little bit of rain in the area, but no thunderstorms. But I particularly like thunderstorms. They don't bother me. I know that it's not good for amateur radio equipment, but if you unplug everything, hopefully you're safe. But I just tuned in, I heard the net, I figured I'd add to your roll call there. So great listening to the net here this afternoon, and have a great weekend, and thank you for letting me check in. This is N3RJV, back to net control.
Yeah, Michael, thanks for checking in, and good to have you, and glad you were able to stop in. Hopefully you'll be able to check in again next weekend. And Greg, how are you? I don't know why I keep calling you Craig, but they're close enough, I guess. W8VIJ, WB9CSP, how's the weather up in Michigan been going? And do you like or hate thunderstorms? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is W8VIJ. Fine business, Richard. Good to hear you. I just came into the room a while ago and had the radio on this frequency, and I heard the net operating, and I said, well, I think I'll log into NetLogger and get started. So good afternoon to everyone that's out there, and yeah, the question about do I like thunderstorms? Yeah, I do. I've always been fascinated by them, and especially the severe weather. However, they can be dangerous. About 3 weeks ago, my antenna, 2 meter, 70 centimeter antenna, took a strike. It was 22 years old, and about a month before the strike, I looked at it and said, I think I'm going to replace that antenna this year. Things getting pretty old, even though we're still operating, but I guess I got a little bit of a push on that. The antenna at the very top has a cap. It's a diamond antenna. I think it's the 8200 or 200 something or other. And there was when I took it down, there was a line on the south side of the antenna, a surgical incision of about 8 inches, and it split the fiberglass open on it, and it was all black around that, so it destroyed it. We also took a hit here on some of the electronics here, a television, a router, smoke detector, garage door opener, two other things. I did not get hit by the main bolt, though. The main bolt took out our power from our street and eastward, so I must have got hit by a stringer. And but I like listening to the thunderstorms again. I'm fascinated. It wasn't. I was not upset or anything like that. When that bolt hit the house, sound of a very large firecracker inside the house. So it could have been a lot worse, and fortunately it was not. This is WATIJ. Back to net.
Yeah, roger that. Well, at least it didn't make too many things go kablooey, so I guess you could be happy about that. And roger that, Greg. I'm glad that I connected to the UHF and the VHF. You sound 1,000 times better on the UHF than you do on the VHF. But thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Hey, Richard, to be on NHF, Janesville, Wisconsin. I hope I wasn't tying up the net before. I couldn't hear anything for like 15 minutes till before, so hopefully I wasn't tying you guys up.
Chad, it's funny, you should check in. I met somebody earlier today who said that they have family in Janesville, Wisconsin. I'm not sure if the call Kilo Alpha 5 Papa rings any bells to you, but the guy's name is Pat. So there's that. And how are you today? And are you a fan of thunderstorms is today's question. Go ahead.
I tell you what, as a kid I love thunderstorms, and I'll come back to that in a minute, but ever since they put my tower up here 3 years ago almost, I don't like storms quite as much as I used to, but in one storm, my wife and I both remember, we didn't know each other back then. She was in Eau Claire visiting her grandparents when her grandma died, I think. And July 15, 1980, the derecho came through Minneapolis, Twin Cities, Eau Claire, and it looked like, after I was watching it, I had some better vision back then. On the news, in one of the local Eau Claire TV stations, it looked like a bomb went off, seriously. I mean, the south side of the city looked like it was just dropped a bomb on it. It was just totally destroyed. Trees everywhere, you know, just rubble everywhere. It was just unbelievable. Trees fell on their roof, on their house they were staying at, and they couldn't get out of Eau Claire for a week. But by the time it got to my farm about an hour east of Eau Claire, it was still pretty strong, but it was a little bit less than it was. But that was the only memorable storm that I can ever remember that sticks out in my mind. So, I still like storms, but like the other gentleman said, not quite so much now that I have a 60-foot tower with a 20-foot, 16-bay dipole for the repeater on top. That makes me nervous. So, anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Whether or not I get hit by lightning or not, I don't know. But hopefully not. And I was going to ask you, Richard, off topic, I guess, here. You can answer it. You can email me if you want. If you still want that monitor that I have for you here, back to you, WI9HF.
Oh, man, I keep forgetting about that monitor. I've been meaning to get with you on that and try and get some money to you about it, but every time I do, I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be sending money to somebody, but I can't remember who. So yeah, I'll get it. I just I keep forgetting about it every time I try and do it. But yeah, I'll get with you on the email about more specifics about that. Send me an email first, and my email's good on QRZ. That way, you don't got to check your spam folder, because I know sometimes, people are like, well, I was waiting for your email, and it never showed up, So, But yeah, if you can send me an email, that would be great, Chad, back to you.
I will do that. I won't chat the net with this business. But yeah, I'll email you later tonight. We're going to go to the friend's house again a little bit. Spaghetti and salad, good thing. Some kind of pie. I'm not sure what kind of pie, but as long as it's not key lime or minced meat, I'm okay. So, back to you. I'm trying to think of any other storm stories. You know, it's not the Weather Channel. About a year ago, we had a tornado go about a mile and a half south of our house here. Went right over Jennifer Case and AGR, her house. Tornado went right over top of her house and didn't do any damage in her house. But across the street, a roof got torn off the house. So it was pretty close for her. And a mile and a half away from an actual tornado on the ground, that's too close for me, too. So we were in the basement. And, of course, the repeater here was active the whole time. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's good that no damage was done. And, hey, send me that net that you connect to that has the other repeaters in the area connected, and you email me. But thanks, Chad, and thanks for the story, and thanks for checking in. So with that, Chad was the only check-in on that round. We've got more than plenty of people, so let's ask for some very late net announcements. Anybody anywhere have any announcements they'd like to make for the net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Richard, I don't have a announcement quite, except to remind people about the Dane County, Rock County, and anybody else in the nation, roundtable next Thursday night at 8 p.m. Chad can give you the all the other details that I can't remember. But this is Kilo Delta 9 Victor Bravo X-ray, the other half of WI9HS.
Hi, Erica. How are you today? I'm pretty sure I got your name right. I should know by now. KD9ZBX. How are things in Janesville today? And do you like or hate thunderstorms? Is today's question over?
I don't think I have to worry about that because it hasn't rained all week, and it probably won't next week either. But I do like thunderstorms. I am the kid that mom pulled down the basement because I wouldn't go. I wanted to stand outside and watch the storm go by with my dad. I don't remember the storm that Chad was talking about. I don't remember being afraid. I just remember feeling bad that it was the grandma's funeral and all that. So that's the thing that was creepy. The visitation was over and people were trying to get back home and get to relatives, and it wasn't a pleasant adventure for my parents, I know. But I respect storms. I'm not afraid of them. But I don't, like Chad said, with the tower and actually having a home that we own, it does change things a bit. When you're in a part building, you don't think about things as much, I guess, because you don't own it, and if something happens, somebody else will fix it. But here, if something goes wrong, we're the ones responsible. And so I still like storms. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like snowstorms too. But I'd rather be out in the other regular storm than a snowstorm. Nothing else exciting around here. Like Chad said, we're going to a friend's. Her birthday is Tuesday, so we're partying today. KD9DBX, back to everybody else.
Roger that, Erica. Thanks for checking in. And I'm glad you were able to check in today. I know sometimes you don't, but I'm glad you were able to. And with that, I'm at the bottom of the list. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? So now, WB9CFC.
KB9DBX, recheck.
And away to Tony in Madison County, Ohio.
I got Erica with a recheck, and he was the station in Ohio.
November Oscar 8, Foxtrot, Tony.
All right, Tony, I've got you. So, Erica, go ahead with your recheck, and then I'll pass it off to Tony. Over.
All right, we'll wait for the Tony Awards a little later. I just forgot to mention, and I don't know how many women have checked in. I am a cat mom. I am wishing all the moms, cat moms, kid moms, and all the aunts and uncles and all the stuff, happy Mother's Day weekend, and I hope that the weather is good and you get to do something fun. So, our cat's not going to take me out to eat, but she may give me some extra cuddles. She's already done something cute today, so what can I say? Happy mothers of all mothers, KD9DBX, have a great weekend. And I'll say 73 here too, Richard.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And thanks for sharing that. Let's see, where am I on my paper here? The good thing I keep a paper log just in case I have to walk away. N-O-A-F, I hope I got that right. Tony, I don't think you've checked in here before, so good afternoon. How are you? Welcome to the net. And how are things in Ohio? And today's question is, do you like or hate thunderstorms?
Very good, Richard. This is Anoeta. I checked in about 3 weeks ago. It was in my one and only time checking in, but I have checked in once before. Thunderstorms, I don't care one way or the other. The only thing is I hate rain, so the thunderstorm usually comes with rain, so it doesn't bother me, but one of my cats absolutely hates the rain and hates thunderstorms, so I don't like it because of that. It scares her, but other than that, it doesn't bother me in one way or the other. I can take it, I can leave it, so how I feel about thunderstorms anyway. Ohio is actually pretty nice today, nice and sunny, 73 degrees. Just got done doing the brakes on my car, so that was a fun experience. But, at least it got done, and I don't have to worry about it anymore, so that makes it nice. Thanks for including me here on the net, and I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say 7-3 to everybody. Back to net control. This is Anoeta.
Yeah, Roger that, Tony. And I did have a question for you, by the way. I can tell just by your call. When you took the extra test, was it pretty hard or pretty easy? Because I'm seriously thinking about making the final upgrade to extra class, but I don't want to waste the money if it's going to be, like, super hard, you know?
The extra test was the easiest of the three. I took the technician in general at the same time, so I didn't know anything about ham radio other than what I was reading in the ARL license manuals. But a lot of what I learned on that for the extra was stuff I had taken back in school. I went to engineering college for a little while, and then so a lot of the questions like that were stuff I knew from back then, and the band plans and stuff like that were stuff I picked up from knowing the technician in general and being a licensed operator for a while. So it, in my opinion, was the easiest of the three tests. But I know a lot of people that say it's absolutely hard if they don't understand the engineering kind of portion of it. So if you're math and engineering background centered, I think you'll have no problem passing it. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, I don't have either of those, and I'm terrible at math, so I hope it's the easy questions and not the hard ones. But yeah, Tony, thanks for checking in again, and good to hear you. And with that, I think I'll take one more round of check-ins, because I'm towards the bottom of the hour here, and we'll start the 7-3 round. Take a last call. So, anybody wishing to check into the Everything app, come now. WB9CST.
Hello, Sierra Delta Victor.
This is Kilo Charlie 1 Hotel Bravo Lima. Ben in Buxton, Maine.
Paul, Big Spring, Texas.
All right, let's stop right there. I got a partial. I got Kilo Charlie 1 Hotel Bravo Lima, and I got a Springs, Texas. So it's Kilo 0 in St. Louis. Give it to me again.
Kilo Charlie 0 Sierra Delta Victor. Kilo Charlie 0 Sierra Delta Victor.
All right, got you. And then the Texas station, give me your call again.
Charlie 5, Alpha, Lima Hotel, KC5, ALH. I checked in with you earlier as an in-and-out because I was the one who had the doorbell ring as soon as I picked up the mic.
All right, I got you, Paul, so I'll get you first in case your doorbell decides to ring again, and then I'll work with the list I have. So KC5ALH, I have no idea what part of Texas you're in. I have never heard of that place, but how are you today? And I'm sure being another Texan, you already kind of used to thunderstorms. So do you like them or hate them is today's question. Go ahead.
Big Spring, Texas is classified as West Texas. However, there's a go another 350 more miles to my west and still be in Texas, as we are about 355 miles toward the east of El Paso, Texas. So basically, it's a big state. If you can just imagine the part where Texas wraps around the southeastern corner of New Mexico, if you were to go to that corner, all right, and then from there you'll continue southeast another 100 miles on a downward and diagonal southeasterly direction, you will land. That's going to be Interstate 20 going east and west, and Highway 87 going north and south, and Big Spring, Texas. So we are classified as West Texas, but just barely. If you were to go 75 more miles to my east, you will leave the desert area and things will get greener and more humid. So we're on the of the West Texas line. So to answer your question, we do get thunderstorms on a fairly regular basis in this part of the country, although we do not get a large amount of rain total in 1 year because, again, we're in the western Texas part and it's more desert-like. But we do get the thunderstorms, and yes, I do like them. I do not hate them, and this is because that the question meant really, because I don't think anyone in their right mind would actually like something that destroys their property and kills people. So question was, in general, do you like thunderstorms or just hate them? You know, to tear up like that kind. But there's so many different kinds of thunderstorms, and they're not all the kind that destroy. Some of it is just cloud-to-cloud lightning, and you just hear the roaring thunder and the pouring rain and stuff like that. So, yes, and in fact, most of them don't actually destroy a lot of property, but some of them do. It just depends on the time that you get, you know, and the severity of it. But buying the kind that's killing people and tearing up buildings, yes. If it's not that kind, then yes, we definitely. Saturday, Big Spring, Texas.
Yeah, I roger that, Paul. Thanks for checking in. I'll have to send you one of the all-star numbers to try out sometime. Let's see. Where am I? KC0SDZ. Cliff, how are you? And Manchester, Missouri. I seem to remember hearing about that. I used to live in Waynesville, but I'm not exactly sure where that is. How are you? And I'm sure you've heard the question by now, so go ahead. Over.
KC0SDZ in St. Louis, suburban St. Louis. And I'm with W0FXR, and we're really just, I'm on a handheld. We're testing a new antenna we just put up, and glad we're able to get in on 5 watts or whatever it is. So back to you. Don't want to tie up the frequency that much. But as far as I do, I hate rain, hate storms. Ed, who's from New York, he hates shoveling snow. So have a good night. Back to you. Thanks for letting us check in.
AC0SCV and W0FXR. We'll be clear. Back to you. Yeah, Roger that. Thanks for checking in, and good to hear you. Glad you were able to make it. Let's see. KC1HBL. I guess my question for you, Ben, is does Maine get thunderstorms, and how often do they get them where you live at? Go ahead.
Good evening to Net Control, and good evening to everyone on the net. Yes, we get thunderstorms. During the summer, nothing too severe. Sometimes we get a little wind, but we do get some nice thunderstorms, a little bit of rain. And I love them here. Sit right out on the covered porch and watch them. And that's about it. We probably, June, July, August, September, we might get 2 a month or something like that. So nothing too crazy. And I guess that's about it from here. We'll send it back over to Net Control. KC1HDL.
Yeah, roger that, Ben. Thanks for stopping in. Good to hear you. And I'm glad you were able to check in. So let's run all the way back to the top of the list. Start the 7-3 round, and I'll take some last-minute check-ins after that. Excuse me. AA8WII. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST.
Fine business, Net Control. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey, India, India. I remember several years ago reading an article in QSC about a ham who was working on his equipment and had the antenna disconnected, and the connector in his hand. He lived in a trailer and had a lightning strike, and it completely knocked him across the trailer, and he was out for a little bit. He came to and ended up driving himself to the hospital, and luckily he was okay. I had a member of my family, a cousin, that had been hit by lightning. He was always kind of different, so we always joked about the fact that maybe it was that lightning strike that made her a little goofy, if you will. So I'm going to say 73 to all. Enjoy the net. Did a great job, Richard. And hope to see you next weekend. This is KA8WII Clear.
Roger that. Good to hear you. And thanks for checking in. And glad you made it in. AK4RYG. Lorenza, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. Alright, I guess he's not there. Let's see. Well, I never came back to Ken, so let's see if he's there. If not, I'll continue. AF0JHO, Ken, go ahead at the 7-3 round, if you're there. All right, no Ken. John was short time. So Doug, WA3DSP, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Okay, very good, WA3DSP. I don't know when my automatic disconnect is going to disconnect, so if I go away, it's because usually the net's over at 4 o'clock. I just wanted to mention that there is an environmental reason for lightning. And I don't have it in my head at this moment, but you can look it up on the internet. It does beneficial things besides doing destructive things. So it is part of nature, and it does have a reason for being there around the world. 7-3 to everyone. Have a good day. WA3DSP. One that's a mother here on
the net. WA3DSP. Yeah, roger that, Sean. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you, and glad you were able to check in and stop by. Let me go down and grab somebody else from Doug's list then. November 3, Romeo, Juliet, Victor, Michael. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
I don't know if I'm noisy into the repeater. KF8UU, checking.
Yeah, KF8UU, good afternoon. I'll let you take your turn. How are you today? And today's question is, do you like or hate thunderstorms?
USL on the thunderstorm that goes a couple times up here in Michigan. This is less than old part. We'll say 7-3, and thank you for letting me check in.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for stopping in and glad to have you. Let's see where I am on my list. N8CWU. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
Okay, it's on 8CWU. Well, between the first time and the second time, I had to run to the parts store. Figures the part I need. I got 8,000 Torx bits except the one I need, so I got it. Now I'm back to my project here. Hopefully I can get my door fixed and my truck. NHCW, everybody have a great weekend.
Roger that. Glad you were able to check in. Glad to hear you. And hope to hear you again next weekend. Let's see. Dale, I'm not sure if you're still going to be there, but I'll call you anyway. KC7YFE, WB9CST. Go ahead to 7-3 round. Over. Well, I know Dale likes to Delta on out to other places, so I'll put him as an IO. November for Zulu Charlie Victor. Ralph, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Okay, very good, Richard. Yeah, I see another Madison County guy on Echolink, so maybe he'll check in when you do late check-ins. Actually, it's Ray, and we always say late check-ins. Hi, Ray. Yeah, you mentioned earthquakes. Yeah, there was an earthquake a little bit southwest of Knoxville, Tennessee this morning, a 4.1, about 9 o'clock. And I guess people in the Atlanta area here felt it. I didn't feel it. I was sleeping. You mentioned using your radio to listen to lightning. And Don, WATPK, shared this with me. There's a app out there. It's called lightningmaps.org. And they, if you watch this app, it'll show you where the lightning strikes are during the storm. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, and as I think of it, lightning makes ozone. So maybe that the lightning helps build up the ozone layer. I didn't look it up, but yeah. And then the other thing I was going to mention was, Buxton, Maine. I heard Buxton, Maine. Yeah, I think that's the town that's mentioned and used in the movie Shawshank. So that's pretty cool. I wonder if that tree line is actually there and how many people go there to see if they can find that little box. All right. Good net today, Richard. Back to you, WB9CSP. This is N4ZCV. Catch you next week.
Yep, roger that, Ralph. I lost my all-star ears, so I had to switch over to Echolink so I could hear you guys. But thanks for checking in. Glad to have you. And I do hope you return next week. Daniel, K6VP, man, I feel so bad for you. You got to try and hop around and find an all-star node, so I'll let you do the hopping instead of me just giving you one, but go ahead at the 7-3 round, Daniel, K6VT, WG9CSP.
WB9CST, K6VT. Well, this all-star node seems to be working okay for now. I will add, as far as the lightning goes, that we usually get lightning here, if we get it, the years that we do get it, which isn't very often. It's usually in October, except for 2011. 2011 was the first time we ever had lightning in the summertime. It was amazing. I mean, we usually don't get rain here from about May until September or October, but it actually rained and we had lightning in the summer of 2011. It was very strange. Of course, it's been happening on and off since then. We get rain pretty much any time of the year now. I guess it's the whole climate change thing. Anyway, that's it from here. 7-3, K6VP.
Yeah, roger that. Daniel, thanks for checking in. And yeah, a good thunderstorm every now and again is definitely something nice. It's kind of windy and clouding up like it wants to do it here. Let's go to Paul and see if he's still there for his 7-3 round. KC5ALH, WB9CSP. Well, Paul did sound like he was having connection issues, so let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other people to go, so let's call for some, I'll call for last-minute check-ins now, that way I can get those. So anybody else wishing to check in before I close the net here in a few minutes, come now, WB9CSP.
KR5SSR, hello, Richard.
Alright, I've got Jeanette, and somebody else tried to check in before her, so, who was the person before KI5SSR?
W8RAY, Ray in London.
Got it, W8RAY, I've got you. So let me quick work this list, and then I'll get to you guys. N3RJV, they might have disconnected. So, Michael, if you're there, go ahead. All right, no Michael. Greg, I'll go to you then. W8VIJ, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Yeah, perfect timing. This is W8VIJ. The repeater temporarily timed out. I was wondering if I was going to miss my opportunity, but you're right about the putting ozone into the air, and also I believe it also puts nitrogen into the soil. So thunderstorms are beneficial. They do a lot of things for the atmosphere. Yeah, some of them can be violent, but that's just the way it is. And I have to say I've always been fascinated by the power behind the storm. And there's also other things that you can view from a distance. Sometimes you can see these things called spikes that take off into the very high atmosphere, different colors, and it's like lightning in reverse. But I never had that opportunity yet. Hopefully I'll be able to. But everybody have a great rest of the day and a good evening. This is W8. VIJ Waterford, Michigan, where there's lots of lakes, ponds, a river, and streams. 7-3.
Roger that, Greg. Thanks for checking in. Glad to have you. Let's move through this 7-3 list and get our last few people here. WI9HF, Chad, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for doing the net. Appreciate it. 7-3s, everyone. Have a good day. A good rest of your weekend. Command NHF.
Thanks for checking in, Chad. Good to have you. Hope to hear you again next weekend. KD9VBX, Erica, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over.
Well, I don't know who that is. This is Kilo Delta 9. Victor Bravo X-ray, but I'll take the place. 73s, everybody. Have a fantastic week. And it's good to hear everybody. Sometimes we're out of town and we don't top in, but you're always in our thoughts. So, 73s, KD9, BBX, Erica.
All right, Erica, thanks for checking in. Glad to have you. Tony, NO8F, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right, no, Tony. That station was just testing. KC1HBL, Ben, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Good evening again. Yep, very astute of your other caller to remember that Buxton was part of the Shawshank Redemption. And no, the tree line is not here. People do not come looking for the box. However, there is a corner where four roads meet, and we call it Lower Buxton Corner. It's a four-way stop sign. And some folks here refer to that as Shawshank Corner. So there's your fun fact for the day. Good net. Great job running the net control. And I want to say 7-3. From Maine, KC1HDL.
Roger that, Ben. Thanks for checking in. KF8UU was in and out. So finally down to Jeanette. KI5SSR, how are you today? How are things in the grapevine? And today's question is, do you like or hate thunderstorms? And I guess I can let you take your 7-3 round all in one turn. Go ahead.
Well, hey, Richard, KSR here in Grapevine, Texas. It's gorgeous. Beautiful day. Just got through running the Alaska net. And thunderstorms, well, depends on where I'm at. Since I got rods in my legs and in my hips, I don't really want to be aground, you know what I mean, high. So as long as I'm in the house, I'm usually pretty good. But I'm not really that great big of a fan. And we had two lightning bolts that hit two different houses last week here in my area, and they burned. So, you probably look on the internet and see it. There was one in Colleyville, one in South Lake. But anyway, we do have the TNT net this evening at 7 Eastern on 11 Cats, and that's the Echo Link. More ways to connect can be found on the website at 11cats.org. So check it out. We have the TNT, the AFC tomorrow, Amateurs for Christ Radio. So I hope you have a great day, great net. And I'll just go ahead and say 73. Thank you for taking my check in, Richard.
Yep, I'll try and make this evening if I'm not sleeping. So thanks for checking in, Jeanette, and glad to have you. Say hello to Mike for me. I know he's traveling right now doing pilot stuff. And last but not least on this list, because we're almost 20 minutes over, is W-A-R-A-Y. So how are you today? How are things in Ohio? And do you like or hate thunderstorms? And I'll let you take your 7-3 round all in one turn. Over.
Well, thanks a lot. This is W-8-R-A-Y in Ohio. Good friends with Ralph, Tony, Larry, Don, and the rest of the cadre from Madison County. I'm actually out doing POTA, so I'm a little biased. Lightning's only dangerous if you're in its way. And sometimes it feels like that when it's chasing you across the state and you're trying to do multiple park activations at POTA. But other than that, there's lightning is a beautiful thing at a distance. So with that, everything's going well. I'm out at Buck Creek State Park in Springfield, Ohio, doing POTA, and I'm going to get back to it. I heard about this from our weekly net here in Madison County, and I was happy to join in and looking forward to hearing you next Saturday. Next Saturday's Hamvention. Well, I'll try anyway. W-8-R-A-Y, back at net. Thank you.
Yep, I might not even have a net that Saturday, even though I won't be going, but I might just postpone it. But with that, Ray was the last check-in, excuse me. So with that, I'll close out with 21 check-ins. I'm pretty impressed with that number. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And more information about how you can connect can be found at my website, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9CSP, .YolaSite, YolaSite, .com, or you can find it on my QRZ page. I'd like to thank all the node owners and repeater owners for letting me use their systems. With that, give me a minute to disconnect everything and have a wonderful day and see everyone next Saturday with Bravo 9 Chicago Style Pizza.
Whiskey November 8 Alpha. November 8 Alpha QSY.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny, sunny. 80 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny, sunny. 80 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly, sunny, sunny. 71 degrees.
Kilo, Echo 8, Bravo, Papa Hotel, Tuscan, 12312.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly, clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 58 degrees.